Friday comes but once a week, and on the whole, that seems about right, even if it brings a chance for another of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the sights, sounds, tastes and smells they've been enjoying. And this Friday, it's the turn of academic and curator Saoirse O'Brien to share with us her Culturefile likes.
My name is Dr. Saoirse O'Brien, and I work for Kingston University in London, and I am one of the two curators of the Kitchen Power exhibition in the National Museum of Ireland, Country Life in Castlebar. The book I'm reading at the moment is Terry Pratchett's last book, which is The Shepherd's Crown, which I'm actually finding quite interesting because a lot of it is about old age and about passing things on to a new generation. As far as television is concerned, I'm currently re-watching Mad Men, which is technically not research for this project, but because it's about America in the 1960s. But it's just really interesting to, because I'm a design historian and there's lots and lots of fantastic outfits, and it's about the advertising industry. I think there's 6 seasons and I'm on season 2 again. I'm still outraged by the gender stereotypes in it. But it's interesting to see storylines that develop further on start to develop at the in a very, very small way at the start. Yeah, it's kind of grating. I can only watch about 3 episodes at a go before I get too annoyed.
Legs Pantyhose is an unstoppable foe in the affordable pantyhose marketplace. In 3 months, Legs has sold a year's worth.
So they're worried that Legs are going to spread all over the world? That wouldn't bother me at all.
I've been listening to lots and lots of Brian Eno, and he's actually re-released an album which is about the moon landing, which was happening. So I've been listening to that. It's very, very calm, very lovely music, but also quite interesting from a technical point of view as well. It's not repetitive. There's a lot of changing rhythms and things being brought in and brought out. I've got very little music education, so I don't know the technical terms. I really enjoy it. The name of the album is Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks by Brian Eno. I've been listening to Mary Robinson's podcast, Mothers of Invention. The premise of Mothers of Invention is Mary Robinson is doing the podcast with Maeve Higgins, the Irish comedian, and they're looking at feminist solutions to climate change. And they bring in 2 or 3 guests on each episode who are women that are working in different areas of the world on different aspects of climate change. So there's everything from lawyers who are looking at the legislative end of things to women who are working in rural areas on water schemes and everything in between.
Mary, today we're talking about the subject of money. So when you went on your first date with Nick, who's now your husband, did you split the bill?
You just mind your own business.
I can guess that you split the bill. That's just my idea. I couldn't really picture you sitting back and anyway, I wish you could see the stern look I'm getting from Mary as we speak.
The House of Plates is a restaurant in Castlebar town, and they do basically, it's tapas with small plates, but it's not specifically Spanish food, and it's all incredibly good quality ingredients, most of which is local. Don't ask me about perfume, I haven't a clue.
The likes of Dr. Saoirse O'Brien there. Coming up later this evening, it's the Culturefile Weekly, with fiddling and football in the life of David Tobin, German artist Mariella Neudecker's icy worldview. The artist group whose practice involves the ancient art of dowsing, and Samuel Beckett gets fitted with some augmented reality glasses. That's all just after 7 in the Culturefile Weekly. But first, some more music.